Glad you could drop in.
Here we go!
Listen to me very carefully.
You shut your mouth, or this is going to the next level. You got that.
Who the fuck are you?
All right, everyone. Chill.
Listen to me very carefully.
Stop it!
Who the hell are you?
We are the Expendables.
New York drug agent Shane Tanner's in the business of fighting back. But when family business becomes deadly, his only job is revenge.
How many more people are going to die because you won't do the right thing?
Jonathan Scheck, Jake Busey, and Will Patton. Kick action into high gear in Roadhouse 2 on DVD.
Everybody, welcome to the X-Bottles. I'm Rob, and here with me, somebody's
Dan.
My name's Ken.
That's Ken.
My name's Ken.
That's Rob.
We're already starting Rain Man style.
My name's Ken.
Well,
my name's Ken.
Tonight,
yeah,
we...
Ken.
God damn it, get him a chocolate. Shut him down. Tonight, we're going to actually talk about Roadhouse 2 Last Call. Holy shit, Dan.
How many people did not know there was Roadhouse 2?
I had no fucking clue.
No idea.
You found this, right, Dan?
No.
I did.
You
I
did?
Mentioned
yeah.
it.
No shit.
I mentioned it.
I thought he was just fucking
full of shit.
No, sure as shit, there is a sequel.
Oh, and then Dan's one that got this on bitch for us, so this is outstanding. We're going to actually run down old style where we're going to make our own fun of this fucking show about Roadhouse 2 Last Call. And someone give us a little synopsis of what we're going to be talking about here.
Roadhouse 2?
Yeah, well, the plot, man. The plot. Come on now. It's not like a gynecologist coming in town and doing anything.
You got to read the back? There
you go. Clear your throat.
All right, here we go. Well, it's Dalton's kid.
So it's supposed to be Swayze's
and his uncle.
Yeah.
Well, his brother, I guess, would be Dalton's brother.
Okay. So that's why it's...
Opens his own bar down in Louisiana.
His uncle brother.
Uncle Brad. Yeah, there
supposedly,
you go.
Supposedly. Oh, did they even bring up the point of, was Dalton down there or not down there?
I don't even think they really said if he was ever down there. I think
I guess he
just,
was down there because that's where he says he's
from.
Or he used to live there.
Used to live there. Didn't have no southern accent when you're talking to any of them. I don't think anybody in the movie has a southern accent.
That was the drug trafficking area, so that's why they know it.
To be fair, if they did have them speak with like a Louisiana accent, we wouldn't have understood most of the movie. So
that's true.
That's true. Fair.
They have to run the whole thing in subtitles.
Well, yeah. Either that or we would have got the horrible Danielle Harris accent from what the hell? Hatchet 2. Oh, God. All right. So, Dan, you start off this movie with our rundown. So let's get into this, baby.
All right. Not doing anything else.
Oh, no. I don't think we have anything else.
Oh, okay.
No, we can get into this because, well, we'll figure something out at the end, maybe.
All right. Well, this classic starts out, of course, with a montage of everything Louisiana.
Yeah.
We could see airboats, alligators, grown men with studded leather bracelets, cousins, fucking cousins, meth labs, and, man, there's a lot of meth.
Yes, there is.
Following this tourism commercial reaffirming that in no way should you ever visit Louisiana, we see these identical whores roll up in their yellow Corvette to the Black Pelican Bar.
Anybody stand out to you guys? Because Jake Busey stood out to me immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
It was his teeth.
Yeah, they were shining in the sunlight. It was a swamp light that hit it perfectly.
It was just like his daddy.
Fucking gold digging horse.
His butter sausage.
His teeth still don't compare to his daddy's, though.
That's a lot to live up to. I mean, you gotta be fair.
It really is. That's why he wasn't named Junior, though.
I heard he got extensions on his teeth.
Extra veneer.
So, as the sluts walk in, we get to see the obligatory Roadhouse band. Based on the darkness and the singer's sunglasses, he may also be blind as fuck. Properly plays the guitar while standing up, as opposed to Jeff Healey.
But sitting down. The best dancing midget.
Yeah, what is up with that? I mean,
yeah,
I don't understand why they got the midget in there just for shits and giggles or what?
I mean, it's perfect.
I think there was probably something in the contract, like they had to employ one midget.
One midget in the show.
He was their roadie.
The director was like, "Well, fuck this. Check this out."
Is that an actual band or not a band or what?
They play one on TV.
Or at least in this movie.
Is that Wee Man? I mean, is that Wee Man's brother?
That's his uncle. So as you mentioned, the camera pans through and through all the band members, and it becomes obvious that they are very sympathetic to the handicapped folks. As one of the backup singers is a 2-foot-tall midget with a cane.
He is awesome.
Ironically, while the establishment is named the Black Pelican, the clientele appears to be...
primarily white.
Black. However, right. There is one, and in stereotypical fashion, he is there starting shit.
Yeah, gets ass whooped.
He gets his ass whooped, thrown outside.
He had to make an example. Time to get out.
Yeah.
We don't like your kind around here.
Why am I the only black man in this bar?
We're profiling with the Black Pelican.
So he started some shit, and the camera caught showing him... punch what looked to be a pint of blood out of some honky's mouth. This makes the owner, Will Patton, a bit upset as he interjects, dodges a right cross, and knocks dude out cold. And you guessed it, he falls directly on the table.
Anybody
breaking tables again?
Yeah, oh, big time. Anybody recognize what movie this guy's been in from?
Oh, Will Patton?
Yeah, he's been tons.
Tons. Armageddon.
I think that. I think Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, I think Punisher.
Who?
Punisher.
Punisher? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Boobies!
So he has flashbacks to that in this where he starts making out with guys and shit.
They probably blew the whole budget on him and Busey.
No shit. Well, that's why I think it's always interesting to see what movies you guys think of when you see an actor like that.
I think Armageddon, because I always cry.
What'd you say, Dan? You gotta speak up a little bit. I don't think the mic picked that up.
I'm choked up just like
Bruce.
Bruce, no.
What movie do you guys think of when you see Jake Busey first?
Mine was Tomcats, for sure.
See, mine's a toss-up between Starship Troopers and Tomcats.
I just think, he's just riding daddy's coattails.
Oh, Tomcats, he's got a great scene where he's just, the chick leaves him in bed, Shannon Elizabeth, and he grabs like the lube off the side and he goes, "Oh, I'm going to hurt you tonight," and starts squeezing shit all over himself.
Maybe the best one where he's banging that girl out the side of the car.
Yeah,
she's puking and he's wrenching down. She's wrenching down.
He had a good little O face on that one.
Mm-hmm. Both of them hanging out the window.
Will, who plays Nate Tanner, he's the owner of the illustrious Black Pelican. And a few of his bouncers throw homie out the front door, reminding him, "Your kind ain't welcome around these parts."
Hey, man.
And then he tells his boss, "He ain't selling." After the night comes to an end, we see bouncers cleaning up the bar, paying extremely particular attention to the tables.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
This movie will always be connected to tables. If I
get
connected to a table in any way.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
And I'm assuming, and if you notice, if you look closely, you can see that they're taking inventory of each table to make sure that they're all still there.
Right.
Shaking them, making sure they're still sturdy. Yeah.
We got a crack in this one.
They had 30 at the beginning. Now they're down to 24.
Nate gets a phone call from an unknown person informing him that his boys aren't as loyal as he thinks. Will begins to look concerned as he worries that someone has found out about his fetish for young men under the age of 18.
Damn it.
And asks the mysterious caller what he's talking about.
Man, what you mean? Why you calling?
Hey, man, don't cock tease me like that, bro.
Yeah, you gotta give the goods, man.
The caller says he can't talk over the phone and he wants to meet in person at the pier in 30 minutes. Hmm. Will then resets his computer to factory settings and heads out.
Yeah, that was Luther, wasn't it? That set him up.
I just gotta clear my brow.
You gotta clear up. You never know. You never know. They were just talking about that last night.
Yeah. talking
about coming around.
Someone else got in trouble.
Yeah. Never cleared his phone out and saved it to his computer. And then his wife went through his computer.
Was it like that scene from Key and Peele?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that Key and Peele.
As long as you're not into horses or whatever. That's cool. Everybody's got, you know.
Yeah. That would be great.
brother?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're married to a lawyer.
Under 18 and hung.
You better make sure your facts are right. Because she won't find out.
I could never win a fight, man.
We ain't saying no names or anything, but, you know.
Allegedly.
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 Put two and two together.
No family member with at least one of the same parents.
That's my bro. It's my bro.
So your couch a little busy, huh?
No, he was all good. Didn't get that bad.
Surprised. No, his facts checked out. He was a good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably went through it. She's like, why didn't you ever tell me you were also into this?
She's checking. Yeah, also into this. Look at my phone.
Stay away from the updated stuff.
I didn't know you were into gay midget porn.
You should watch Roadhouse 2.
So meanwhile, I'm sitting past a New York City strip club. A suspicious-looking man in a suit walks in and sits at a table with a Native American fella named Chief Pimpin' Hose.
Chief Pimpin'
Hose. The suspicious man says hello, to which Chief Pimpin' Hose says, how? Now, the two attempts
to... He says, ho.
As he gives, like, the hang.
God damn, now I'm thinking it's the midget going around that hi-ho, how-ho.
The two attempt to complete a drug transaction on the table. As soon as Chief Pimpin' Hose gets his brick of peyote, one of the strippers pulls out a gun and yells, freeze, DEA.
Man, one of the hottest DEA chicks you'll see in a movie, too.
Yeah, you can arrest me.
Amen.
Definitely.
As the two men are being walked out in cuffs, the stripper DEA agent grabs the non-native criminal suspicious-looking guy and takes him back to the VIP room where she starts dancing and telling him how much she enjoys the gig and that she can finally act like the dirty little slut she's always been.
Thank God.
The man looks on, honestly, without much enthusiasm.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh, is he gay? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
She begins to give him a lap dance, asking her to take the cuffs off. He tells her she's very good at being a slut as he throws her on her back. Of course, instead of risking catching an STD, he tells the stripper that he would love to stay and play, but he has work to do. So he takes off his suit jacket, revealing he is also a DEA agent. It turns out he is also undercover, an agent named Shane.
And one of the luckiest guys in the world that has to be the gayest some bitch ever. But I guess we're getting there.
He's been more exciting breaking into the Chippendales fucking restaurant instead of the strip club.
He was at the wrong gig. She enjoyed her gig. He didn't enjoy his gig, apparently.
Get off me. You're making my dick suck.
It was hotter when I was out there selling the drugs with homeboy. We were trying to dock.
So obviously the stripper is his coworker, and newly out of the closet cock cushion. Oh, I'm sorry. The newly cushion? Out of the closet cock cushion.
Too many C's.
I seem to get stuck on the word cock.
Yes, right on the throat part.
Sighs with disappointment, immediately begins beating her lady bits like they stole something. So now we get to catch up with Nate back in Louisiana, arriving to the pier to meet up with the anonymous tattletale. Nate walks on the pier, and you immediately get the feeling that he has been set up, as nobody is there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Nate yells out, a gun is pointed at the back of his head. He turns around, and it's the black dude he beat up at the bar earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But old Nate ain't putting up with that nonsense, and puts another beat down on old homeboy.
Even with a gun.
And of course, in typical fashion, he starts beating up all the guys. They, you know, one by one, they come running at him.
Of course.
Of, you know,
yeah. All at once.
Normal.
Yeah.
It's your turn. It's your turn.
My turn.
Your turn.
Do this flip here.
So each of them receive a free ass-whooping courtesy of Nate Turner. After defeating these highly trained fighters, we're introduced to Wild Bill, played by Jake Horse Teeth Busey, who looks like a Florida trailer park version of Guy Fieri.
He does, but I still love the dude. He's so crazy.
So it turns out he's Wild Bill, and he's the one that made the phone call to Nate earlier. He offered him one last chance to sell drugs or he would be killed.
I don't think that's going to go over well.
Well, Nate being Nate tells Bill he can go to hell, and the two begin throwing down on the dock. Obviously, Wild Bill has also been trained in the secret art of white trash MMA as he starts to get the best of Nate. Unfortunately, it's just not enough. Nate fights back and eventually has Bill in a very uncomfortable position.
Like in the back of a Volkswagen?
In the back of a Volkswagen.
Somebody off to the side of the bushes taking pictures.
No.
Ben Affleck's off the side of the dock jerking off.
Meanwhile, Jay and Silent Bob are beating up the fake crocodile in the parking lot.
Yeah. They're doing the commentary.
Say something, Silent Bob.
And suddenly a psycho female comes out of the shadows and throws two knives, hitting Nate in the leg and chest. Nate goes down to one knee and tells Bill, "You fight like a little bitch." Bill reminds Nate that he promised he would take everything from him, and raises a gun. Before he can pull the trigger, Nate pulls one of the knives out of his body, slashes Wild Bill's dick, and jumps off the dock as Bill empties his clip into the dark waters.
And couldn't hit damn thing.
Never hits him in the water.
Never.
Never gets hit.
No one ever gets hit in the water.
No. So the more I see this in movies, I realize why we stormed Normandy the way we did.
Yeah, because no one gets hit in the water.
You never get hit.
You can't get hit with a bullet.
Obviously. He's like impenetrable.
Even though Nate is on his deathbed. Oh, shit. I did it. As we are left in suspense over whether or not Nate escaped, we see Shane at the strip club still doing his DEA shit. He's approached by his boss, who starts busting his balls, asking him when he's going to give him the big one like he promised.
Yeah,
wink,
come on.
Wink. In the middle of getting chewed out for what I assume is not slipping the dick to his boss, his phone rings. On the other end is a deputy from the sheriff's department asking if he was related to Nate Tanner. Nate says yes, he's my uncle that used to do inappropriate things to me until I turned 18.
Then he enjoyed it.
Then he did it to him.
The sheriff awkwardly informs him that his uncle Nate is in the hospital in bad shape.
He used so many big words.
And now I'm going to have to dumb this down. I can't read them. I can type them, I can't read them. He tells his boss that he has a lead on the big one, and that he has to leave. As he walks out, he bumps into his whore coworker again. He tells her he has to leave for Louisiana and asks her to find out if Chief Pimpin' Ho has had anything to do with his father's death.
Chief Pimpin' Ho.
How?
How? Who? How?
Me no kill him.
Where? How?
So even though Nate is on his deathbed,
nobody killed Patrick Swayze.
It's business as usual at the Black Pelican. As Wild Bill and his posse walk through the door, he informs one of the bouncers He heard about Nate and that his lawyer would be in contact in a few days with some paperwork to buy the Pelican. The gang starts walking through, and for no reason, Wild Bill starts beating the fuck out of some random asshole for no reason, while his Asian girl grabs dude's girl and licks her face.
While Bill walks around smacking people, any girls with that red lipstick. I hate that shade of red lipstick.
While the bouncers know that Nate doesn't want those guys at his bar, they don't want to do anything as they fear they'll end up just like their boss.
Hmm. They so need someone to step up.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to imagine punching that guy in the teeth? You break your fucking fist.
Probably swallow your hand. I'll swallow your fist.
It turns out, I guess, Shane's afraid to fly. So he has to drive all the way to Louisiana. You know, time's precious. Nate's on his deathbed. I think I'll just drive.
Of course.
They say where he's coming from.
I just assume New York. Wasn't it New York? Didn't they pan through New York?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure either.
Maybe it was in Louisiana.
I sometimes kind of think went to maybe the it was like Miami or something, too.
He was in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Well, Chief Pippin was there. Maybe he was in Oklahoma.
Could be. He came from a reservation.
Forget the Trail of Tears, man. Turns out Shane's afraid to fly, so he drives to Louisiana. While he's on his way, he sees a smoking blonde on the side of the road with a flat tire, so he stops to offer her a hand.
And insists. He insists, almost like date rape, insists, let me put your damn tire on, sweetie.
He's like, I watched my dad do this.
Let me do it.
And an obvious nod to the original, Shane pulls over in his Mercedes and offers to help change the tire on her Jeep Wrangler. The girl gets defensive and tells Shane, don't even bother trying to get in my pants because we ain't family.
Because we ain't family.
All I can think of is looking at that girl with Daisy Duke on.
Shane reassures her he is just there to help. While he finishes up, Wild Bill drives by, swerves, almost hitting Shane, and then keeps driving.
And he was smiled about that shit, too. And he's like, I'm going to get him.
After watching Shane fondle her lug nuts, the blonde makes small talk, asking Shane if she knows him. He says no, and that this is when we find out that he is actually from there. Or he's not from there, but he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up together back in school.
He was a swamp people from like 91 to 97 or something.
She's like, do I know him? He was like, no. She's like, pull out your penis. Let me see.
Still had a smiley face on it.
He's like, I've seen that. I've never
seen that. That was in a glory hole the other day.
So now we go see Wild Bill and his thugs back at the dock making a drug deal with a boat full of Mexicans. Not that matters. the driver asks Bill if the boss is happy. Bill says, yes, I am happy. The Mexican corrects him and says he was talking about Mr. Cross. This infuriates Bill, who tells him, well, that's not going to be for very long, and shut the fuck up.
that's what he thinks.
He hands the briefcase from the Mexicans to his token black guy and tells him, this is what is it, the Ducky? Ducky and his brothers?
Dickie and his brothers. For Dickie and his brothers?
At last call and not to bother him with the details. You could see it in that dude's face. He was not happy taking instructions from old white boy.
Mm-mm. No, he wasn't.
No.
Fuck up, crack ass.
You know, tell me what to do. I'm a free man.
Now we go back to the hospital.
I got my name.
Yeah. Where's my 40 acres and a mule?
Kunta Kinte.
Fuck you, Whitey.
I ain't P. Diddy.
But if you want to play P. Diddy, I am. So we go back to the hospital, and we see the deputy who called Shane earlier. He stops to tell him that he shouldn't have come back down there, and he believes it was just a simple case of the wrong place at the wrong time. Shane says he isn't going anywhere and is going to run the Pelican until his uncle comes back, and if they won't find out who did this to him, he will.
He's like, this ain't no double deuce.
I'm going back to my roots. Shane goes back to his uncle's house. He sees old photographs, trophies, and even finds little handcuffs his uncle used to make him wear.
And give him a stiffy.
A little tear red on his cheek. Yes.
Next scene, you see him wearing all his white beater outfits and shit.
He spots an old punching bag, which causes a flashback to when he was younger, being groomed. I mean, trained by Nate to fight,
beaten on his ass cheeks instead of the punching bag.
So now we go back to the Pelican. When last call is finally announced, one of the bouncers stops him, stops Wild Bill, and says, "Who is this? Oh, it's Shane."
I love when we get lost.
It's always great.
So Shane is back at the Pelican. One of the bouncers stops him and says, "Hey, you look familiar." Shane tells him he is running the place now. The bouncer recognizes him and realizes it's Nate's nephew and the son of John Dalton.
Boom, boom, boom.
Dude, your dad was like so hot.
Hey, what's the man? Him and that little
I thought you'd be taller.
As the bouncer is slobbing all over Shane's knob for being the son of Patrick Swayze, we see old homeboy taking out some more pent-up aggression on a skinny white kid for accidentally stepping on his Air Force Ones. Yeah. You scuffed my shoes, bitch.
Come on, man. Stay off him.
He demands the kid call him Mr. Marcus and to wash his car and to pay his beer tab. This catches Shane's attention as he asks if the guys are having fun. This upsets Mr. Marcus. And, of course, he and his whole posse try to kick Shane's ass.
Of course, can't do it one-on-one.
This is when we get to see that, indeed, Shane is the son of Patrick Swayze.
But it is one-on-one because they got to take their turns getting their ass whooped.
Right. Fall down, bitch. I want
to
fight.
Come on. It's your turn to get up and then fall down.
He is the son of Dalton as he quickly whips the shit out of each and every one, eventually throwing him out the front door. He reaches into Marcus's coat and grabs a huge bag of meth. I'm assuming it's meth, right?
Yeah. Meth or crack.
He'll get called out later.
I did like the one move where he did the front kick and threw the one guy back into the both of them.
Oh, of course. I mean,
they catch him.
But no, wait. Now kick him.
Yeah. It just looked like a full wrestling match. That's why I loved it. It's like, no, you catch him. All right, we'll both do it.
So he grabs the bag of meth and reminds him not to bring that shit in his club. One of the bouncers says, "Holy shit, you're Dalton's kid? I heard about you. I thought you'd be taller."
Of course.
Always.
And harder.
And your hair would be longer. Flowing locks.
I should have a bigger dick. After going back inside, one of the bouncers explains that those guys work for Wild Bill and that Bill used to be a cooler for his Uncle Nate. And he's made several runs at buying the Pelican. He explains that due to the bar's location, it's prime real estate for those involved in drug trafficking. Due to its location between Florida and Texas. Suddenly, Shane's distracted by his big dick as he notices the blonde slut with the Wrangler sitting at the bar. He tries to get her drunk so he can take her, so he can get in her pants.
Daisy Dukes here.
She says she doesn't drink and only wanted to say thanks for helping her earlier. As she leaves, she asks what his name was. He smiles and, as she leaves, Shane asks what her name is. She smiles and just flips him off.
Anybody seen her in anything else? She looks familiar, but I don't recall her from anything. But
I didn't recognize her at all.
No. I don't think she's in anything else.
Nothing. It looks like popular. Other
those
than
two went back and popped out 35 kids.
But that's about it.
So of course, whether it was on purpose or accident, she leaves her cell phone on the bar. Shane's ecstatic as he realizes he will soon have another chance to roofie her.
And takes 15 dick pics.
35. Wait, I gotta get the lighting.
35 different angles.
Start smacking her
off. He's actually taking it from behind, ball side first.
One of those shitty flip phones. You really can't get no good picture with that.
That's why he's doing it from behind. He's getting the pixelated, getting the sun in the shot. Like it's from fucking one of the Transformers, Michael Bay.
And then when she checks her phone, she goes, "Ooh, it's so green."
Yeah. Each bouncer's got a dick pic on there now.
Because he just shaved either. It took 5 minutes to download.
Neat.
Dick's so big, take 5 minutes down. So Shane decides he's going to hold a meeting with the staff of the Pelican as he goes over the rules. And of course, he recites the same three rules from the original Roadhouse. 1, never underestimate anyone or any situation. 2, take it outside. Someone gives you trouble inside, escort them out. 3, be nice until it's time to not be nice. Shane has told the guys he's kicked out. I'm going to have to do a lot of editing.
No, keep it in. This is the best part. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You're doing great, man.
I need more alcohol. Now we get to visit Wild Bill's house, where he's absolutely losing his fucking mind while Mr. Marcus tries to explain that there's a new owner of the Pelican. Bill can't believe that someone bought it right out from under him. And bitch slaps the shit out of Marcus.
Dude, he really pulled that bitch slap, too. He, came right through. Oh, man, that was like a real, almost like a right cross, more. Open hands.
So after he gets done slapping the shit out of Kunta.
Hey, Kunta.
He's told that Miami is on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Miami is his boss, Mr. Proctor, who informs him that Mr. Duffy is not happy.
I think I call him Miami throughout the whole thing.
Dude?
Yeah.
I call him Big Boss Man. With his fake hair.
Dude, we should really start texting each other about that. Hey, what do you call this jackass?
It's better when we change him. That's all good.
Now we're all confused on whose notes.
You know, anybody who listens would be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Yeah. We're the only ones that listen, so it doesn't really matter.
We know.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all, we know.
That's what makes it funny. We make ourselves laugh.
So it turns out the meth that Shane took from Marcus after whipping his ass was supposed to be delivered to their clients, the Duffys. Proctor tells Bill he has concerns that he's not capable of handling the DeMarco deal because the deal will finally legitimize them as the premier dealers in Louisiana. What a title that would be.
Yeah, Eisenberg would be upset.
Like you'd get like a plaque on your wall.
Yeah.
Premier meth dealer of Louisiana.
Exactly. Yeah. It's got to be underneath so the cops or DEA don't find it.
And what's great about that is, those people don't have teeth to begin with, so they can just skip right past the entire...
Right, exactly. Don't got to worry about losing your teeth.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
That doesn't make them suspicious.
Yeah, we can't tell who's on meth here. Nobody got
no teeth. Ain't nobody got no teeth.
And they all fucked their cousins anyway, so they might as well.
Bill reassures him that everything will be fine. So Wild Bill goes back outside, demanding the team get the lawyers and make the Pelican his. He then tries to throw one of them in the hot tub.
Throw one of them? He looked like he was trying to drown him.
Chokes him and drowns him.
Like a choke slam.
It's like, taste my semen.
I think he wanted a little fucking... He gets a little turned on when he slaps black guys around.
Probably.
Oh, that was a white guy, though, he throws in the hot tub.
That's why he was going to take care of him. He wanted to get in on it.
Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Whatever. I'm just saying, why go back to jail, you know?
Oh, man, I ain't worried about jail, man. What the fuck? You sound like a bitch.
Bitch?
Man, I ain't worried about jail. Shit, man, I don't give a damn about going to jail. They can take me to jail.
Take me to jail.
Shit, lock me up.
Lock me up.
Throw away the key. I ain't afraid to fuck somebody in his ass.
Hey, whoa.
Well, we go back to the Pelican. To Pee Wee Herman, Joe Dirt, and Kid Rock show up to offer $400,000 cash for the Pelican.
Yeah, that's some bodyguard shit right there.
Yeah, and the bouncers come out and they look totally retarded.
And you said Pee Wee Herman. He kind of does look like a fat Pee Wee Herman.
Doesn't he? The guy's offering the money. Yeah, he even got the little bow tie and everything.
Yeah, the little porn stash too.
Like the Louisiana Boss Hog.
Yeah, kind of that. I'd go with that too.
But so he ain't the boss. Automatic at kicking your ass.
He'd almost have to be like the Roscoe of it. Because Wild Bill's the boss hog.
The bouncers come in, get called retarded, but are just only learning impaired.
I mean, why do they get called retarded? Because one guy walks in like a robot? That shit was funny. I liked it.
Puts his leg out and he's like, tss.
And he was educated in whooping your ass.
Right.
That's a big
we jump to.
Well, Well, just for that reference, we have the movie playing in the background, too, just for reference. And
right.
And just notice the wiener on the screen.
I like your wieners. jumps to Shane talking to the cops. Well, cop, I guess. No.
Yeah, he's got the wiener. The cop's got the wiener.
Find out there are only three cops to the whole town.
I like how the fucking cop tried to run away from him, too.
Yeah, he like grabs his wiener and runs.
Yeah, Shane was trying to like, hey, let me get a bite. Come on, let me at least lick the ketchup off. Yeah. I just
want a deep throat. Let me show you what I can do with that wiener.
and the fucking cop starts to run away. It's great.
Not this asshole.
Come to find out that all the cops and everybody else in town works for Wild Bill.
Damn him.
Then you jump to Wild Bill showing the only reason anybody has a hot tub.
Oh, man. Yeah.
As he's got Pee Wee Herman and the crew watching him bang two bitches.
Is he making a porn? Hold the camera steady.
That dude was like jerking off watching him in the hot tub.
No shit.
He's like, oh, I'm so jealous. I want to be on that dick.
Hey, now he's like his hype man. You get it, boss.
Yeah,
you get it.
You want a drink, boss? You want a drink?
You know what? I'll just drink it for you.
Remember that time you did that to me?
Not that I poured it in my mouth and then spit it in yours. Okay, you do that to me.
2 minutes later, it's all done. Girls get out. Wild Bill's all watching his semen float around in the hot tub.
the dirty condom from like next Friday. He goes, I can use this again.
That's where Wild Bill pulls a line from the Joker. He goes, Dalton was a legend. Wait till they get a load of me.
Wait till they get a load of me. Oh, that brunette's got some nice tits in there.
Didn't you say wait till they get a load from me?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Wait till they get a load.
Can we get
from
another
me.
One?
He's like, I gotta give me like 10 minutes. I gotta build sandwich. It back up.
He needs a snack too.
Give me a blue chew.
Pronto.
In 45 minutes. I gotta get it back.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, look at the. Yeah. See, that's why I didn't think the blonde was right. All blondes
why,
are whores.
Why, just made out with Pee Wee
Herman?
Yeah. That's quite the assessment.
I am one, I know.
And say, if you're blonde, you're a whore.
Hey, I am one.
Yeah.
Speaking of one.
You can't get enough,
dude. I can't help it, man.
Where Bo shows up to Tanner's house.
I tell you, he loved it. He said he loved it.
That's my gag 2000.
That's how they get my mouth open, man. It's my pull string.
That's to maximize the depth.
This is true.
Yeah, that's this why I got true. A job where I talk.
Gave up sucking dicks.
Yeah, kind of. But I can do it on top of it. All three.
That's what they call me.
Bo shows up to Tanner's house and just starts wandering around the property and comes into his house all home invasion style.
Yeah.
He just wandering around half naked, willing to shoot anybody that walks in, looking for Bob.
I wonder how you got a key here. You just break a window and get in.
The door was unlocked.
Oh, that's right. No, they keep everything unlocked down there.
Why? Okay. Why was the cordless phone just sitting on
the outside? Got me.
They just leave that shit everywhere.
Is that what they do?
Apparently.
You know those things don't last more than a couple hours off the fucking charger back then.
Not back then.
Well, what year did this even come out? Was this 90-something when it came out?
I had it written in my notes that I don't have.
Don't worry, I'm going to look it up if I know how to use this thing quickly
this
enough.
This is 2000, I think.
I thought it was like 2004 or something. 2006, actually. Yeah, so see, why in the fuck do they even have a cordless phone? But I guess it was around the start of cell phones.
Well, they're everyday in Louisiana, use. So they're
It's swamp people.
Once he makes it in the house, it's the first time... which I guess it's not the first time, but you get to see her tramp stamp on the back of her ass when she bends over to pick her cat up.
Oh, yeah. That means it's a target.
He scares the shit out of her. She turns around and goes cold cocks, kicks him right square in the nuts. Surprised you didn't shoot her after he got fucking kicked in the nuts.
You think he gave her a wedgie? Like, pulled on the strings? That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, they don't show no...
No thong?
No thong.
She's probably not wearing one.
We don't wear that kind of stuff down here.
It's too hot in Louisiana.
We gotta let it air out, or otherwise we're just wearing a fishing line.
That shit creeps up on you.
Oh, my nuts.
Yeah, no shit. She caught him good, too. Like, she knew where exactly where to go.
She kicked both of his nuts.
And she's wearing boots.
She's wearing wide boots. You must be wearing wide boots. You got both of them.
That's a big foot. You lose your place, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love
it. The best.
All right. Then we jump. Then go to the coffee. They go to coffee, and Bo finds out Tanner is DEA, and Tanner finds out Bo used to scissor with Wild Bill's knife-throwing girlfriend, Nadia.
Oh,
as they come all sitting in the restaurant. Then you have some little random fucking kids coming up asking her about her life. He's like, get out of here, kid. We don't like your kind around here.
Get out of here, man. Throw candy at him. Get him out of there.
You ain't my cousin?
Oh, you can't. That little Louisiana kids, you got to throw crawfish.
Yeah.
Crawfish?
Yeah.
That's what they take?
Apparently.
Like, ooh, crawfish.
They got to be able to snap back. They ain't big enough snap back. They ain't worth eating.
When they show back up to Tanner's house, homeless people had an orgy party while they were gone.
What the fuck, yeah.
Tanner calls Wild Bill to set up a meeting at the bar on Saturday.
That fucking sheriff was kind of a stalker over those guys, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, the one taking pictures of them the whole time?
Watching on his fucking binoculars and shit, damn peeper. Like he was jealous.
I'm sure he was jealous.
He wanted him.
Oh, yeah.
That was only, they ain't got nothing else to do. They only got three cops in the whole fucking place.
Exactly.
Two of them are following him around.
That's why Wild Bill was able to afford him with that cheap-ass meth.
Well, they had to put harassing the black folks on the back burner so they could follow them around.
The one black guy in the whole town?
they just locked him up for the day. He was handcuffed to one of the other sheriffs.
This is the third time you pulled me over today.
You look suspicious.
It's like his personal escort.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday.
We're faster than the movie.
I want my stream line. I really like my stream line.
Burned his face down. Give me a red stapler. You see my stapler?
It's just small and shit.
Here we go. We have another line from Roadhouse. Thought you'd be bigger. Again.
Isn't that right?
That's what she said.
Oh, they all say it.
Wild Bill comes in with his buddies into the bar. Tanner tells him they got it all set up upstairs for him to go up there in their special room. He said, "No, I want something a little bit more private." So he ends up in the kitchen. I don't know how that'd be more private in the kitchen, but
yeah, he probably knew he had something set up there though.
He's probably hungry.
Yeah, he probably did a sandwich with his meal.
And he knows that the chefs can't speak English, so he doesn't.
He's not worried about
make it himself.
Even though he's running around with a bunch of Mexicans anyway.
Right. Well, he paid them.
Hey, Bato.
The drug deal's going in the kitchen as DEA agents swarm the bar and start a Star Wars shootout where they
nobody gets hit.
Shoot everything but people.
Yeah, no shit. Nobody.
Yeah, no, not one person gets shot, even though all them shooting going on in the bar.
Nope.
But the nachos got fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't think they broke any tables, though, either, so I think we're good.
That's one thing this movie lacked, was broken tables.
Yeah, was really there was no broken tables. Yeah. They're just shooting everything and breaking shit.
Yeah, I love how Wild Bill escapes.
Yeah, Wild Bill gets away on the back, in the back with a boat, holding a woman with a gun to her head, telling the guy, let's go, let's go.
Hostage, you take him fucking hostage. What a little bitch. Yep, now we're getting faster than the movie.
Yep.
That's all right. Keep going. Doing great.
Thanks. Thanks for the prep talk.
I'm your hype man. Come on.
Boss from Miami, big boss man, comes down, ends up in Louisiana because all the bullshit that's going on. As he gets out of the plane, he pitches out, I hate this fucking place.
He's
running around with his fake ass hair.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, this humidity just killed my toupee.
I can't stand this stuff.
It doesn't let the glue settle properly.
And you finally figure out why Wild Bill got his position when the big boss man grabs his leg and squeezes it for him.
Oh, that
wasn't his leg. It wasn't his uncle. I thought it was his uncle.
His British uncle.
Well, at least he called him his uncle.
It jumps to the uncle wakes up.
Nate's awake.
And Tanner comes to see him.
Oh, why is my butthole sore?
Gives him a bunch of awkward hug and kisses on the cheek.
Right after he teabagged him. Climbs, you know, in, he gave him the Roman helmet while he was out.
Climbs in bed with him and rubs him under the sheets.
He's like, hey, you know what's going to make me feel better, nephew?
You.
Good old-fashioned reach around. Remember how I taught you before?
Give me that tuggy, boy.
Give me that Louisiana pipeline.
Oh, my God. Did you see they made a Toledo mud hen?
What? What?
Go ahead, keep reading. I will find this and I will read it to you. Keep going.
I did see something really
funny. I didn't see anything with that.
Okay, good. Give me a minute to find it. Keep going.
I'll just say it. It's like a Louisiana blow dryer.
Okay, here it is. The Toledo mud hen.
Oh, Jesus.
While having sex with your lady, remove your penis from her vagina so that you can carry out your plan. Turning your back to her, you will hit her with some explosive diarrhea, attempting to cover her completely. Then, before she has time to react, hit her with a pillow feather. Or a feather pillow, excuse me, I said that backwards.
A feather
that you had previously cut a hole into. Once the pillow has hit her body, the feathers will escape from the hole in the pillow, sticking to the diarrhea and turning your girl into the Toledo mud hen.
Where the hell did that come from?
Urban Dictionary. I never stopped with those. Those are awesome.
The other one is... When you're getting a blowjob, when you finish, you come on her face. And then you turn around and fart. To dry the cum on her face.
Oh, Jesus.
Louisiana blow dryer or something.
Louisiana blow dryer.
Oh, man. You better make sure you're coming back there shit. For that one. That would be shit spattered.
Yeah. Or you could segue right to the mud hen.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that didn't work out. Or did it?
Is that what Vince McMahon was doing?
Yeah, probably.
He's like, I'm trying this out. I read this online. Toledo mud hen. We're gonna do this.
Fighting over who could do better.
The world famous Toledo mud hen.
That was messed up. I had to read that.
All right.
Sorry. Episode bonus.
Yes. Wild Bill goes and sees Bo to tell her to stay away from Tanner and the Pelican, so she calls Tanner to have him take her out so she can keep him out away from the Pelican. At dinner, Bo addresses... Wow, what the hell is that? Admits she could be a whore, but just looking for a good time while her boyfriend is out of town. Because she sits there and tells him, How do you know I don't have a boyfriend? I could just be a whore and just fucking go out banging all kinds of guys.
She's fucking Mr. Marcus.
Pretty much.
I mean, look at her.
Yeah. They're cousins.
She fits that role.
Yeah, I thought she was kind of almost doing her cousin well, but for a minute.
If she gained like 15, 20 pounds, she'd definitely be right in there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't tell you that she's her cousin until later.
No, not until way later. That's why I said I figured that they would be doing something there. You know, kissing cousins.
Kissing cousins?
Yep.
We're sitting at the restaurant, talking their bullshit. And jumps to Wild Bill, going to the bar and messing it up. Destroying shit, breaking everything.
Didn't he talk about his dad murdered while they were at dinner? Or was that later?
He talks about his dad getting murdered through this whole fucking movie.
Yeah, that's when he does bring up
his... Hey, my name's Shane Tanner. My dad got murdered around here.
I think that's where he actually tells us a story, isn't it? It was right there.
I think so, at dinner with
him. He says that he was a cop that was... had people after him, and they ended up coming in and shooting his dad because they thought it was him.
Yeah, they
found him dead with a great American dildo sticking out of his ass.
And I like what's actually told later on. Can't wait for that reveal.
Yeah. Through this whole movie, like, everybody he sees that he doesn't know, he's like, find out if they killed my dad.
Yeah. His whole foreground of the damn movie is he's looking for his dad's murderer, so...
It's right.
He's like your homeboy from Princess Bride.
My name is Lindu Montoya.
Like, I thought he was moments away from being like, I do declare I am a cartoon character and I've come to life. Here's all I'm saying. I support building a wall if it's around the state of Louisiana, because those people are out of their fucking minds.
So she's wearing a conservative ass dress after they're having this little chat about dad's murder and stuff. And he
nothing card. Makes me hornier than a man talking about his daddy getting murdered.
So she delays him a little bit more because she doesn't want him to go right back to the Pelican because she knows some shit's going on. So she also tries to get him to come over and stop him again. She just keeps delaying him. Like, hey, let me do this. Hey, let me do this. Anything she can to get him from going back home.
You know, she knows all this is going down, but she purposely tries to keep him away so he doesn't, I guess, get hurt.
I'm assuming get hurt, but they don't really say that or anything. And the way she's jumping at him, it does come off very whorish, right?
Like everybody else there is going to get murdered. She doesn't fuck them, right?
They could, really. But,
I mean...
They don't really get murdered. Well, they get their ass beat down.
She had no concern for the tables.
None. Nobody had any concern for the tables anyway, though.
Well, they did in this movie.
Yeah, I guess this, but still.
But still.
She was more worried only about Nate's dick. Or not Nate's dick, damn. Shane's dick, my bad.
Nate's dick was last.
Nate's dick's later.
Nate got fucked up.
He's old Grey Bush now. He's Grey Bush now. She wants the new hotness.
She's like, he could barely do it if he was healthy. Now he's all fucked up.
Old busted, now she's got the new hotness.
Broke dick motherfucker.
So, as all that delays going on, Dobie or whatever rats out Luther. Shane calls Luther to meet him at the Pelican. Luther calls, but Shane doesn't wait, and he jumps Luther at home because he's actually fucking. Did I jump that far? I don't know. We'll see.
See, I told you, motherfuckers get killed.
Yeah, big time, big time. So
kill him at the table.
Bill says it's his town. Oh yeah, here we go. So we're into that. I actually don't know where he cut off and I start, so this is having fun right here. He jumps Luther at home, Miami. He says he's going to take care of Shane because, fuck, after, wait, who's that?
Oh, wow, Luther's incompetent. He can't do shit.
Right, so Miami now says he's going to take care of Shane because you can't do a fucking thing about it. You take your Wild Bill ass to the hospital and finish off Nate where you couldn't even finish him in the first goddamn place. So then Bill, he goes, fuck, this is my town. And he stands up and goes back to the Pelican, and he tells the boys, go finish business at the hospital. Then he calls Bo to tell her to get out before trouble comes to her house.
Why they gotta go finish the uncle at the hospital? Didn't Tanner finish him already?
No, he just gave him the tuggy. They want him actually dead. He was finished off that way. Now they want him finished off the other way.
You know, I didn't know what
they kept edging him.
Yeah, that's what it was. He kept teasing. He's going to get the big explosion later.
The big, oh.
He's getting the O face. So he warns Bo. Wild Bill warns Bo to get the fuck out again. We still don't know exactly what's going on with those two. Shane shows up and confronts Bo. Yo, I know you've been delaying my ass, keeping me around, throwing that pussy around like you're going to keep me here, all that shit. It was tasty, but what's your beef? Why don't you tell me the truth?
Bo, yo.
Yeah. So then we jump from Bill and his goons fucking people up in the hospital, I mean knocking nurses out and shit like that, to a gunfight at Bo's house. And she was in the army, so she's got a shotgun. She's ready to throw down. Nate pretends to be a janitor and shit. He dresses up like a room when I'm mopping a bucket around a little bit. And he fucks up people with this mop. All a little while Bill's underlings, the only people that are left are what, Bill and Nadia?
Can barely get out of bed. He can fucking go fuck people up in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And
he was hobbling through there, too.
Yeah.
With that. But I think that bucket and mop was actually helping him stand up. Yeah, because he was using it seemed like a crutch. But then once he got, I guess, stand-footed or fucking strong-legged, he started swinging that mop around like he was
a badass. Adrenaline running?
I think he just had a Viagra, honestly. Because it did get up quickly, right?
That's what Tanner slipped him earlier.
Probably. He goes,
kicked in.
This is for later, I'll get you ready just for later. So, after Nate mops these people up with a damn thing, rumor rats on Nate, and he's like, because Nate tried to sneak off down the hallway back in his room, and his roomies, and they're like, oh, I'm telling the nurse. Nate's fucking telling, hey, shut the fuck up, get the hell out of the goddamn way.
He's so, like, I will kill you, you old motherfucker.
Roomie finally fucking caught on. Oh, yeah. So he rolls off into the fucking bathroom, hiding out of the way.
Because he had to shit. Yeah, it was.
It probably scared the shit out of him that he was up. So Shane.
He's like, I was on my way to the bathroom.
Hell yeah. So we cut back to Shane and.
Turtle head poop.
And prairie dog in here. Get me back. So we cut back to Shane and Bo. They're getting taken at the house, finally taken hostage and shit. They must have ran out of bullets at the OK Corral or something. Nate comes
in. Marcus gets fucked up through this whole movie.
I know, isn't it great?
The token black guy gets beat shit out.
Just constantly getting fucked up.
Then we cut back to Nate. He's back fucking fighting again, and he ain't falling for Nadia's bullshit. And he gives her a little goddamn headbutt. Stab me once, I get you. Stab me twice, I ain't falling for your bullshit again. There it is.
Knocks that bitch right the fuck.
I know, right on the nose too. So
man, that old dude's looking in like,
yeah, the roomie's like, oh, is
they
she
look
really
over.
Out? Can I
they see
that?
His roomie, old guy roomie, fucking banging Nadia on the ground.
No, he was just tugging behind the door. He didn't want to get caught.
If you knock her out, I'm gonna take advantage of this shit.
I ain't been laid in 30 years.
That dude was shooting dust. It looked like LeBron with us.
I always wanted to be one of them Orientals.
So Miami, he tells them to take Bo out back. And Bill, he was about to shoot Nate when his roomie knocked the gun out of Nate's hand. Because we keep bouncing back and forth here because we got a lot of shit going on here.
So much action.
Yeah, there is. Now with the gun knocked out of Bill's hand.
Yeah, he just like throws it. He's like, hey!
Nate and Bill, we got the fight on, but we almost think we get a KO with a bedpan, which sounds awesome. You get the nice little thong, until he gets up and stabs Nate in the back. I mean, literally. He pretty is. Like the backstabber he is. I even wrote that down. Look at that bullshit.
Backstabbing
asshole. We cut back to Miami. He's telling Shane, you busted me for cocaine and marijuana possession years ago, sucker. Isn't that fucking weird? Just like out of nowhere.
Yeah, well.
Well, they had to put it out there somewhere.
We've got
to
have that cross story.
Got to keep it going. Well, like,
the plot's a little weak here. What can we add?
Yeah. Oh, your name is Emilio Montoya. You killed my father.
How about we redo the Vince McMahon Batman scene?
Jesus Christ. So, cutting to that, they want a piece of Bo. The couple guys who took Bo outside, they're like, oh, one guy's like, I want some of that. Take your pants off. Miami, he apologizes for killing his father because he really
we ain't a cousins.
He wanted to kill Shane, really, but he just killed his dad and he left it with that. Bo, she fights back. She kills one of the dudes with the other guy's gun while he's holding it. Then she flips the gun around and shoots that guy out. And then that was enough distraction for Shane. He started to fight back and whoop ass inside the house. Bo gets a little bloody because they get a little rough with her.
Isn't it crazy?
At least the one guy.
He's like harder.
Big boss man fucking becomes a karate fucking.
Oh, and ninja real quick?
Ninja real quick.
Oh, yeah. They all got training, man. They all got training.
He's like, you punch like a bitch.
Exactly. They all got roadhouse training.
You can't even knock my toupee off.
Only the good guys live by the honor. That's all it is. The rest, they're just assholes. Well, selling
drugs.
I think
if you do meth, you automatically know kung fu.
Is that what it works?
So
I got to do more meth.
No shit.
Notice he said more.
Yeah. It's not enough.
Not enough. I've been trying. It just doesn't work.
Now I just do it on the weekends. I guess I know.
So Bo gets a little bit bloody during this fight. They slap her around in the mouth. The one guy kicks her in the stomach a few times, she's thinking like, that he raped her the night before, so she didn't want her to do that.
She's like, you hit like my dad.
While he's trying to choke her out on the ground, she grabs a gun and fucking just caps his ass from below. So we got another, what is that? Goddamn movie Basic Instinct, where the ice pick is on top. She's doing it on the bottom. Except you don't get to see her.
No. Well, I guess you do see titties in the hot tub.
Yeah, that's about it.
Titties in the hot tub.
Shane, he gets to beat on Miami after a little while, and Miami confesses that it wasn't actually him that killed his dad. It was Wild Bill that killed his dad. But he tries to bribe Shane right here, but gives Bill up fully. Roomie, he yells for the nurse right after fucking everybody takes off. The fucking roomie opens up the bathroom door and he's like, "Nurse!" And then we cut to a goddamn scene. I need my bag changed.
I filled the cup.
No shit. It was the big Slurpee kind too.
I laxative kicked in.
Then we cut to Shane and Bo, they're walking with Nate on a gurney because his backstabbing, apparently he's got 9 lives and he's only
you
been...
You see he got stabbed in the back and he's laying on his back.
Yeah, then they fucked up. Well, they pulled the knife out, so it's okay now.
What they did is they pushed him on the gurney until it popped up.
No.
They had
a gurney with a fucking hole in the bottom.
Hole so they were able to
line him up just right, and they missed a few times, so it got a little
deeper.
He's
like,
grab the milk and gurney.
The milk and gurney.
Oh man, is that for like new mothers? Like,
yeah, something like that.
What are you talking about? Happy ending.
Have you seen that pornos? Come on.
No.
Oh, I'm good.
Some with a hole in it.
That is the happy ending, I guess. Why don't they do 2?
You see, it's an Asian chick goes under there. But that don't mean it's an Asian chick that's checking you off.
No, it's pretty strong hands.
You got some callous hands. Oh, and you see her standing in the corner. You're like, what the fuck?
It's a lady. Oh,
some
fuck.
Some guy in overalls. Oh,
it's the midget with his crutches. He comes running over out of a closet. Let me get that for you. Oh, goddamn, we got way off track. So, as Rumi yells for the nurse, we go back to that goddamn stretcher that Nate's going back. And Shane, he calls for backup. And he calls the DEA. So we got a boat that he shows up at. A boat shows up at the Pelican. Shane and Bo try to get there by the road, but then the sheriff's got that bullshit closed and says, "You are not getting by. None shall pass." Shane tells him to stand up for his town because he's like, I'm got this. I'm going to give him a little pep talk, pull his dick out of his ass. So that sheriff actually flips now. He's on their side.
Yeah.
They go hunting in. What's that?
Where's the other two?
They're off. They got to take care of the black guy that's causing trouble all across town. And they need one watching the other just they don't go too
Diddy.
Far. Yeah, the other one's looking for Diddy.
Of a black man minding his business.
Maybe they didn't get paid enough to protect Bill this time, or he was just on call.
Yeah, true.
Well, Bill meets the new guys, and they were expecting to meet Miami here. Car shows up and it blows up the meeting literally by running into these other cars. And give you like a big ass explosion going on.
Give you a roadhouse flashback.
Yeah. It was like, of course, they don't do car explosions not like that anymore.
Throttles the empty Mercedes Benz into the bad guys.
Damn, yeah. Skip, and just
got. Can they do anything original?
Oh, yeah, copy out the whole original movie.
Hey, you're gonna go on by the same rules. You gotta have the same explosions.
That's why Patrick Swayze turned off this movie. He's like,
he read the script. Yeah. And
he's
like,
this is.
I'd rather die from cancer than make this movie.
Wasn't he dead?
I'd rather make Ghost than this movie.
He died in 2009.
Did he die in 2009?
Yeah. He was actually signed on to this movie.
Was he?
Yeah.
No shit.
Creative differences, I believe.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's not. When you read the script, he's like, no, I.
Yeah. He's creative. Well, then they go, well, he's like, we'll this is shit.
Like, I'm the star. I'm not having my son be the star. Piss on that. Kill me then. And they did.
They tell Patrick Swayze that Jake Busey was going to be the bad guy. He's like, I'm fucking out of here.
I've worked with Meatloaf. I'm not working with him.
You couldn't even get Barry? Or Gary? I call him Barry.
Barry.
Hey, Gary.
You couldn't even get Barry. You got Gary. You got
what's
Barry.
Funny is when a little known thing is when Swayze signed on to do Black Dog with Meatloaf,
yeah. He
did not know it was about trucks.
No?
He was totally blindsided. He was like, this is not what I thought this movie was going to be.
No shit.
He just thought it was
maybe
gonna
he
be
got
about
the wrong script.
Black guys and dogs?
Yeah, he thought he was going to be a fucking black guy. Meatloaf was there. He goes, what the fuck's going on?
So after we get the big car explosion, we got a gunfight going on now. Sheriff, Bo, and Shane, they get the drop on Bill. Bo and Shane, they make it to the Pelican with Bill and his girl. They're inside, Bill and Nadia. So we got a mixed tag team match. Bottles, knives, and everything are thrown. Then we got an intergender tag match. That's where this is really going to go on. Bo goes flying over the bar with a shoulder tackle to Nadia. They fight down the hallway. Bill grabs a chain, and he starts going to kill Bo. Like, or yeah, what the hell? I can't read my shit. Don't
see?
Mind me. Happy they fight down
everybody.
The hall. Bill grabs a chain and says he's going to kill Bo. He's going to kill fucking Shane like his dad. He flips Shane around with a chain but doesn't do much damage. And Shane hits a Superman punch to no effect. So the girls, they're down the hall beating the shit out of each other. Until
and he was
Nadia.
Going for a spear?
Yeah, big time. He wanted to give him the fucking tombstone pile driver. Didn't work.
Then he
though.
Dropped to his knees and started sucking him on.
The girls,
I'll get you with this.
He's got the clit tickler.
It's like, oh no, my kryptonite.
He needed the ball bag puncher. The girls, they're down the hall beating the shit out of each other until Nadia pulls a knife and gets a couple kicks in before she stabs Bo and says, let's see what your insides look like.
That bitch is pulling knives out of everywhere.
No shit. Well, she got like fucking 16 in her ass. And that's where Bo's not down with that lesbian shit, so she calls her a fucking freak and then pulls that knife out and gives her a nice little heart stab. That ends Nadia's day real quick. She does
like, remember,
a nice little die.
Though. I don't like your roast beef.
It's too gamey. I swear you too much vinegar.
I can smell it from here.
So Bill chases Shane up the stairs, then mounts him from behind as he gives Shane the boot.
Boo?
Yeah, straight from the boot. Then we got a sleeper hold going on. Now he wants to kill the trifecta of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Nate.
The Holy Nate.
Yep, as Shane's starting to pass out, he flashes back to his training as a kid and whoops Bill's ass because that's his little comeback tour. Knee to the face for Nate, and he boots him out the window for his dad right onto a, what is that, some kind of metal fence post or something? Goes right up his ass.
Punisher.
Something like that. Bo comes out to see what happened.
The Punisher.
And we got the sheriff.
No, he falls on the Pelican.
Yeah, is that what it is? Is the Pelican? Yeah. I thought that's what it was, but it didn't really show it that clearly. Yeah,
he fell right on the Pelican.
He fell on the Pelican.
Because
at the beginning, they actually come in and they stand it back up.
Yeah.
He's laid down, and they actually stand it back up.
They do that quite a few times.
Just in time for him to fall on.
Yeah, they do that quite a few times there. But so after we get Wild Bill dead, the sheriff, he gives DAA, one of the other sheriffs now, he goes back. One of the other two sheriffs, three sheriffs, they got three, right?
I don't know.
Well, one of the other sheriffs.
They got three.
Do they got three?
That's well, what no, they said. Got two because one of them got shot.
Yeah. Well, he's still
the,
all right, though.
The Wiener cop got shot.
Yeah, that's what it is. The Wiener is. The Wiener cop is the one who turned coke to. So the, one of the other sheriffs, though, he's given the DEA some shit because they had to run the DEA out earlier. And the sheriff, DEA goes, that's bullshit. Take a look over there. We got a little snitch with us now. So that hot dog cop is going to snitch on him. So yeah. Now the DEA has a case. So he goes, he doesn't even need a lawyer with a snitch over there. Shane, he gets the nod and goes to Bo. They cuddle up on the steps of a busted ass down Pelican that's really fucked up. Party is on. The bar is fixed up now after what? Maybe a couple weeks? A week? 7 minutes? Oh, you're right.
This is the next day.
Is it the next day? They got it all fixed back up?
Yeah.
Well, no tables
were
broken, so
we're good.
They had to
fix it up before
good.
The uncle come back.
Yeah, and they're
it's
all...
like Adventures in Babysitting shit. They got to fix everything up before the mom comes home.
Well, the party is on. The bar is fixed. The band is playing. The midget is dancing. Everyone is home at the Pelican. He even got his hospital roomie working there as a bartender now.
What's so fucked up is Nate is back to work.
Yep.
Looks perfectly fine. She's still got her arm wrapped in gauze from her scratch.
Yeah. And that's about it.
He got
everyone
stabbed
else is
like
good.
Five fucking times.
Oh, yeah.
He got stabbed in the back.
Yeah,
that's the worst. And then, what do we got? Credits.
Oh, I'm on crutches.
And you got a bouncer out there on crutches.
Yeah, that was the dude who got his ass whooped real bad earlier.
The robot. He's out there doing a robot.
I don't know how you get stabbed several times and like 3 days later.
I told you he's got nine
lives.
Yeah,
no problems.
Huh?
They use the back to tank.
He's a coke fiend.
He was using
maybe
his
it's
own
only,
product, the meth.
The meth. That's why
it's only John Travolta that can kill him with a knife.
Touché.
He stabs him once.
Yep, fair point.
He's like, pick up the knife.
Well, that's the end of the movie, fellas. Are we rating this shit? Are we comparing it to the first one?
Compare it to the first one?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's not
let's
as good
just put
as the
it
first
this way. Well, obviously not. It doesn't even have a Swayze in it. But I actually had fun with this movie.
It's got a midget in it, though.
Yeah, the dancing midget is awesome. You can never go wrong with a dancing midget, especially one on crutches. Right. He doesn't have many dance moves in.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah. I mean, he's
just shapes.
Just mostly his
just
head.
Shapes.
That could be his. I ain't gonna say it. Parkinson's.
He's having a seizure up there. He's not dancing. He's having a seizure.
Better than a stroke.
He could be doing strokes later.
Stroke every time.
So I did kind of enjoy it, but I don't know if I'd ever really go back and watch it again. I might hear every once in a while.
Now you're going to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can throw it in with the collection.
Yeah. I'll tell you how great this movie is. I'll tell you the full story.
Oh, here we go.
So we decided to do this movie. I had to go search the deepest, darkest corners of eBay to find this movie. So I finally find it for $4.95. The shipping was more than the fucking movie.
I love when that happens.
So a couple days goes by. I get it in the mail. I open it. It's the original Roadhouse.
Oh, no.
I go, son of a bitch. So I contact the seller. Said, hey, you sent me the original one. I ordered two. I know that's hard to believe, but it is. Very, very cool. Very, very apologetic. Said, I'm sorry. I will send you the other one. And just keep the original. Just keep the first one.
And he goes, are you sure you want the second one?
I thought you made a mistake.
I was giving you the better one. I was trying to help your horrible movie choices.
So a few days later, I get the package in the mail, and I thought, the fuck is this? This is not just one. And they sent me two. They sent me two Roadhouse 2s.
Oh my, that is outstanding. Oh, that is outstanding.
And maybe that's what he thought you meant. You just say two a lot of times.
You know what? I have two of these and I got to get fucking rid of them.
Yeah.
So this fucking sucker ordered one. I'm just going to send both.
Oh, wow. You got three movies for the price of one.
Yeah, for $4.95 plus $7.
It was
and
like a DVD sale then,
DVDs.
Right?
DVDs. Yeah.
So you got three for $11. That ain't that bad then.
So I have my own copy, and now Ken and Rob get to fight to the death over their copy.
I think Ken said he was already giving his chances up.
I'm already giving mine up. I just know that the girls on the front are the two out of the car, and they never show up again in the whole fucking movie.
And another thing, in the menu, the homepage.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
He
never liked that.
Yeah. That must have been like some.
I mean, is that like part of the backstory? They edited it out of the fucking thing that he was like a MMA fighter.
No, I guess it was supposed to be. Some is there kind a director's cut? Thing because they got a picture of it on the back too, where he's outside. It's probably just an edit from maybe a deleted scene or something like that.
Like Jim Cotta.
Yeah. Oh God, there's a lot. Oh my God.
there's got to be a director's cut out there then, huh?
I think we're just lucky to find these two copies.
Yeah, no shit. And it is R-rated. So, Dan, did you even enjoy this movie?
I thought it was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And, of course, timing is always important. But the first Roadhouse, even though it's not a great movie, to us, it probably is.
I think that one still stands.
Oh, it does.
The test of time. I'd watch that, you know.
This is terrible. I thought it was really bad. Jake Busey alone turned me off, to be honest with you.
I don't know that guy. Oh, I love him. That actually kind of sparked my interest to him.
Yeah.
I will
definitely give this one a low recommend.
Well, if we're going that way.
I mean, I'm giving away
a second copy.
The funny thing is, we're gonna retire in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Sell those on eBay once this becomes, you know.
Yeah, big profit.
Once everybody listens to this podcast,
seven people.
Everybody wants to buy
classic,
it.
And there's only 17 copies of that DVD in the world.
Exactly. And you got two of them.
I will actually put it in with my collection and with the rest anyway.
I assumed you would.
Ken, what would you give this rating? Since Dan threw on a rating up, would you want to give it a rating?
I would say. I watched it twice, and that's probably the only two times I'll ever watch this movie. And it's the first time wasn't bad. The second time was a lot worse.
It's not one of those movies that gets better.
It doesn't get better as you watch it. It definitely gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
I would say a low. Not something to go out and worry about picking up.
Oh, absolutely not.
For sure.
And it's not even one that you need to go out and fulfill for your requirement unless you just want to finish a Roadhouse trilogy, since I think that's what we might be doing here ourselves. But I'll throw out my rating first, because that, even though I've been known as the medium man for a lot of goddamn things, I still can't give this motherfucker a medium.
Oh. No!
No. And even if I did have a little bit of fun with it, it was mostly because I knew what the fuck we were going to do with this movie. Making our jokes, having our fun with it.
Rip it to shreds.
I always look forward to that. I mean, it's just so much fun doing it our way anyway. It's a low to me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Lows all the way around.
Pretty much. That's a stamp of approval for all three.
Now we understand why it was a direct video.
No shit.
Yeah, this was never released in theaters and only printed out 25 copies.
Shit, I think they did in their basement. 20,
don't diminish the value here. There's only 17.
Oh, 17. Sorry.
And it's still only $4.95 plus shipping. Yeah,
even when they first released it was only $4.99.
Had it not worked out the way it did, I would feel like I got fucking robbed.
At least you got three.
So since the original Roadhouse even.
Yeah, and it was like, it wasn't even like the good one. It was like the MGM edition.
The Spanish version.
The original one, like you have it.
Yeah.
Well, I have the actual original DVD where it has, you know, Roadhouse and Swayze.
Oh, no shit.
And this one's like where they put like the lion head and like the clouds behind it, and then it's like super close Swayze on it.
So, oh, okay. Yeah, that's a horrible.
Like, I don't know if somebody made this in their basement or
$2 version.
Yeah, like the one you find in Menards bins.
So since I gave a peek behind a curtain, who wants to let the cat out of the bag? What are we gonna be doing next?
We're gonna be doing a remake.
Oh, can't wait for this.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
This is what led up to this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jake Gyllenhaal and
Conor McGregor. Anybody heard anything about it yet?
I heard it's an hour and a half too long.
I actually already watched it.
Have you? Oh, no!
Oh, can't wait.
And?
Well, I can't spill anything.
No.
No?
Wait, but what are we going to do? A rundown of this like we did on this movie? Yeah. Or are we going to do a commentary?
No, we're running down.
All right.
Running down?
I like that better anyway. All
right. All
right. So,
I'll do a little bit better with my notes, I think.
Well, I mean, we'll all do better. We'll
eventually.
Actually, I'll try to see, maybe, I'll really try to keep my rundown shorter than the actual time I'm covering.
You equaled out, though. I mean, in the end, when you stopped, you were right back where the movie was.
Yeah, well, I mean.
He sounded how fast we went through, but we also had a lot more action. The first parts always have a lot more plot, so you got to have a
story
lot more
at the beginning. Story.
Yes, yeah, I had to lay the foundation.
Exactly.
And it
helps us
over.
Crumble it down with our wrecking
balls. We just ran that shit right over.
Why do I put so much work into this?
So, did anybody have anything else they want to talk about, what they've been watching or anything? Or are we just ready to knock this shit out?
What have you been watching?
Oh, God. I've been watching.
Come on, go ahead. Let's
talk about it.
I don't really watch anything, but I did go see the new Ghostbusters.
Oh,
did
fuck,
you?
Dude, how was it?
Oh, shit.
It was
a Ghostbusters
was
movie.
What you'd expect. It wasn't fabulous.
Okay.
There's a little twist in the movie that even for my liberal ass was a little uncomfortable.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Okay. Now you really piqued my interest.
But I was told I read too much into it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I did.
Did you like Afterlife?
Yeah. That's why I went and saw...
Right. Frozen Empire.
Yeah. So, Afterlife was good. Especially compared to the others.
Yeah.
The girls?
I'm not saying.
I've seen the girls one. The best part of that is Thor.
Yes.
Yes. The girl one was not any good.
You're Thor. I can't even piss. It was good. Hurt. I mean, I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't sad I went and saw it.
Okay. I think I'm still debating on going to see it in the theater, but I think I just might actually do
it. Is it worth the money?
Yeah. Yeah, I had no problem paying to see it in the theater.
Okay. I might have to go do that tomorrow night or something. That's good. I'm glad someone's seen it.
And, you know, I mean, of course, you've seen the previews. The original guys come back. And,
right. Even the token black guy.
Our old pal Ernie Hudson has a huge role in the movie.
I had seen he got a little buff for the role, too.
Well, I mean, you know, genetics.
He's working it out, man. He's working it out. Asshole. So you been watching anything, Ken?
I actually watched an old movie, The Untouchables.
Oh, shit.
What'd
you think of that?
A woman bought a poster of 100 movies of IMDb, 100 top movies of IMDb.
Yeah.
And each one you watch, you gotta like scratch it off the fucking thing.
That's a fucking cool idea.
Yeah.
So we picked that one and watched it, and it's like, I think it's from 1989, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
87.
What number was that on the top 100?
It was probably somewhere around... 30 or 40, something like that.
30 or 40, yeah. How many other movies have you watched on there so far?
So you guys going to random, or are you...
Yeah, we've just been switching around, whatever kind of tweaks our interest at that time.
That's cool. I like that idea. Yeah. Saves you from having to search through one of those streaming things.
Yeah, but then you got to find a fucking movie, for one, because some of them are not even on streaming services, and you got to pay for them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are really old movies from, like, the 60s and shit. You're like,
yeah.
What's number one, Citizen Kane?
I can't remember what number one
is. Is it the IMDb 100?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Go ahead. Throw? What are some of the other ones you've seen on that list?
Oh, shit.
I'm sure there's probably a ton of them you've already seen, right?
Yeah, but we've watched them over again just to...
To make it official.
To make it official. There's the Matrixes are on there.
Wait,
actually,
you
the
said
toy.
Plural?
Yeah. Like the first one or
the
second
one?
Garbage. The first one and the second one are on there.
Are you serious?
And I think the Toy Stories 1, 2, and 3 are on there.
No shit.
Wall-E's on there.
That's outstanding. I like seeing that.
Which other ones did we watch? We watched a couple of the movies with the silent movies.
Is Nosferatu on there?
There's a couple of silent, yeah. That's on there.
Yeah, I tried watching
The Godfather's
that. Oh my
are on
God,
there, of course.
So bad.
And I don't think I ever watched the whole thing of the Godfather movies.
That's hard.
I never. they're not for me. I've never done it. So
that Back to the Future on there, I said.
Yeah, Back to the Future's on there. Just the first one, though.
Yeah. Well, rightfully so.
Of course.
I mean, they're all good, but the first one's so good.
Right. There's a couple of newer movies on there that were like, I think we watched one was Everything All Here at Once or something. Everything
Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah, that movie
Damn, there's a lot of old movies on
fucking
there.
Fucking horrible.
What? Schindler's List, Casablanca. You guys watch Casablanca?
No, I have not watched it yet.
Is it Gone with the Wind?
Gone with the Wind, yeah.
You have to watch The Wizard of Oz, Lawrence of Arabia. You're getting
haven't
all
watched
kinds
any
of
that.
Shit.
See, that's ones we haven't watched any of that shit yet.
You can watch Forrest Gump, too.
Forrest Gump, we just watched that one.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay, you can't.
West Side Story, you're going to get into some musicals and everything, too. Well, I guess with that kind of randomness, I guess I got to tell my story now because you don't probably know
what it
was. Oh, no, a little bit of both. No, I actually told my girlfriend, I was like, you know what, I got a dumb idea. Or I guess I should say fiance.
So you just had an idea.
I had a dumb idea. When I have a dumb idea, I like to say it out loud so other people have to suffer too. So we have almost every damn app and I'm fucking tired of wasting my time looking through the apps. So I told her, I was like, how about we do this? We got all these damn movies. You know, I got a collection of about 1,000 or so. It's way too goddamn many, but I still have them. So I was like, let's just fucking pick a random movie. No matter what it is, we'll watch it that way. She was like, okay. And I was like, let's do it even more random. Flip all the damn movies down so we don't see the titles. That way, because I already told her, I was like, I'm tired of wasting my time looking for shit. But there's also shit in there she's bought that I'll never pick to watch. And there's shit out there, like Clerks, that I would love to get her to watch that I know she'll never fucking watch. She'd rather rip her eyeballs off to do it. So she actually went along with this, and we've been watching a shit ton of movies, and it's been, like, random as hell. Like, we watched Grease and fucking Maggie and the original My Bloody Valentine all in, like, one night. And it's been fucking, like, fun. Just random shit. And the only thing that we've actually, haven't settled on was, like, the Marvel movies. We're going to do all of them. We're not doing that. We're just going to pick one or two, but look at that. But, yeah, we've been pulling a couple movies here or there just a couple nights for a while.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's my nerd stuff.
That's a lot of movies to watch.
I thought for sure it was going to be like I blindfolded that bitch and sent her into the movie closet. And just
Nope.
Everything's falling off the wall.
That's why I can't let her go around blindfolded.
You're like, all the devil.
I gotta redo it all. Good thing I got my app for it. I do. Leave me alone. All right, fellas. I think that's it. We won't say goodnight.
See you again. Right. See you next time.
Next time with the remake of Roadhouse.
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
Sexy as Gyllenhaal.
Good old Connor.
That goddamn steroid leprechaun.
That's what I'm excited for. I want to see if he steals me pot of gold.
He's going to steal a couple hieroglyphs, I promise you that.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for this.
See you in what? Month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months?
Whenever we get it done.
Whenever we get it done. We'll be right back.